music in the background, and it doesn't have much of a beat, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
And the bells in the background, I don't like either. I don't like those at all.
I see. All right. You give us an honest opinion.
Yes.
You did that. She says flop. Let's go to Kathleen.
Well, I like it, and I think it'll be pretty big, but it might not be a real big hit, but I really like it, and I think it sounds like it'd be good to dance to, and on the whole, I think it'll be a pretty big hit.
You're judging it on a flip?
Yes, sir.
All right, you get to break the tie, Joyce. We've got one flopping on that side of the table, one flipping all over the place there. Which do you do?
I like it, but I don't think it will be too big of a success because it sounds too much like some of his other records, like Why.
Mm-hmm. Like Why?
Why.
Why?
Well, it has the same tune. And
Why?
The same words.
Oh, I see. All right, it sounds like Why.
That's right.
All right, do you say flip or flop then?
I say it'll be a flip, though.
You would judge it a flip. All right, you've been outvoted over there, Betty. Betty said flop, and Kathleen and Joyce teamed up to say flip on that one. Mr. Frankie Avalon, and of course, only time will tell whether or not it's a flip or a flop. But for the purposes of the program, it's flip. You didn't know the sound effects were coming along there, did you, Betty?
I sure didn't.
Now, if you all flop one along the way, or if our other jurors arrive in time, if they flop one, you'll hear the other side of the sound effect. Sort of a, well, I'll let you listen to it a little later on. It's Sports Circle time right now, 25 past 11 o'clock, and we're going to play for you a tape which we dropped by Mercy.
Well, I think it's got too much repetition in the words.
What else don't you like about it?
Well, I don't think it would be a very good dance record either.
All right, looks like 1, 2, 3. All three of you vote then flop on that one. Am I right?
That's right. Uh-huh.
We judge this one by Annette and the Afterbeats. A flop. All righty. Now you've heard both sound effects. Are you surprised at that one, Joyce? Huh?
I wonder where you get them.
I don't know where we got those, from the record library or something. Maybe they were dreamed up by a producer, John Cunningham. I'm not sure. Well, we'll have more coming up pretty shortly now, including the number 7 selection on Mercy Academy's Disc Parade, our Ask the Faculty feature, and several others. But right now it's time to take a look at some of the high school news as High Teens scans the Kentuckiana high school news from here, there, and everywhere. So hang on for a minute, and I'll tell you what's going on around. We reported earlier that we would like to have from you any copies of papers that have articles of interest to us, so a lot of the schools have responded, and we've received recently several of them. Remember, Durrett High started off this season on High Teens, back on October 8th, as a matter of fact. Well, we've got two recent copies of the Durrett paper, the Delineator. As a matter of fact, in the October 13th issue here, a very nice front-page article about High Teens and Durrett's participation on our program. And a picture of yours truly. Thank you very much for that, along with Gene Ellis, who you'll recall was chosen as the High Teener of the Week. A very fine article, and our thanks to the guys and gals of the Delineator staff. Now, in the very same paper, in the October 27th issue, notice the following articles we'd like to also bring to your attention. The Junior Class Steering Committee has announced plans for a beatnik bop on December 2nd from 7:30 until 11:30. We also see that Dr. Philip Davidson, president of the University of Louisville, of course, addressed the Junior-Senior Assembly last month, and that the Durrett Chess Club met for the first time on October 12th. The Durrett Beta Club will send all of its officers to the Beta Club State Convention on December 2nd and December 3rd, according to the article over here on page 3. The Senior Follies with the Time Machine as its theme will be held on the 18th of this month in the Durrett Gym with matinee and evening performances. Looks like a real fine show. Now, let's switch from the Durrett High News to news from Presentation Academy, shall we? We have an October issue here of their paper, The Eagle. On the front page, big news about a grand prize being awarded in the Presentation Magazine Drive, an annual event at the Academy for the purpose of placing decent literature in homes. And certainly that's a worthwhile project. A new record quota was reached by the girls, over $11,000. And certainly we offer our congratulations on that. United Nations Day, by the way, was observed at Prez on the 24th of last month, according to another front page article in The Eagle. And we also see an article, the biggest on the page, as a matter of fact, announcing Presentation greets new principal. She's Sister Thomas Mary, who succeeds Sister Anne Miriam. Prez also boasts 7 semi-finalists in the National Merit Scholarship, according to an announcement by the new principal out there. The Presentation Athletic Association entertained its juniors and seniors last night with a harvest dance. We haven't heard a report on that, but certainly hope it was a big success. Let's see, we've covered dirt and presentations so far, haven't we, Joyce?
That's right.
Let's move along to another skew, shall we? Would you like to read some of this?
All right.
Huh? Why don't you have some fun with it here? I'm getting out of word. Pick it up right here from News of Presentation Academy. Let's make an announcer out of it here, shall we? Go ahead.
From News of Presentation Academy, let's turn next to news from Aaron's Trade High.
All right.
In the October 27th issue of their paper, The Record, we noticed that the school will hold its annual open house on Friday, November 18th at 7:30 p.m. This open house is planned to follow the school's observance of National Education Week, November 6th through the 12th. Friends of Aaron's, as well as parents of the students, are invited to attend, and it certainly looks like they've got a fine evening planned. An interview with the newly elected superintendent of schools, Mr. Samuel V. Knoll, occupies a prominent spot on the front page of The Record. An interesting editorial page and a mailbag page follow. Aaron's Trade, as you may know, prints its own paper in the school's print shop, and a fine newspaper it is, too.
And over here on page 4, the results of the 200-student poll on the election and world problems, too. This was the first of several polls by the staff of The Record for the 1960-61 school year. And we also see that the FBLA, I believe it is, the Future Business Leaders of America, will hold their next meeting on Thursday, November 17th. The officers of the Aaron's chapter of the FBLA were chosen recently, too. And on page 6, some more news, an article we're sort of proud of, one that notes that Aaron's appearance on High Teens was the 15th. So it looks like, pick up the last paragraph. That's the news from, Joyce.
Well, that's the news from Durrett Presentation and Aaron's. We'd certainly like to receive your school paper regularly, so make sure that we're on your mailing list. Every week on High Teens, we plan to spotlight the news of Kentuckiana High Schools as reported in the school papers.
Now, back to this morning's School of Honor Mercy Academy. I guess I better read that line, hadn't I? Thank you for helping out, Joyce. Very interesting. You read well. Would you like to go into radio?
I'm very interested in shortwave radio.
Are you? What do you mean, ham? Ham
no,
radio?
No, sir. We've got a shortwave radio at home, mm-hmm. And I like to get London and Paris, and I listen to all the ham stations, but there's too many of them, and I like to get the foreign stations better.
Do you ever listen to Radio Moscow?
Yes, I do, yeah. The North American service.
Yes, they have some interesting comments on what we do over
here. Quite interesting, It's a little bit too much propaganda for me.
Yes, it's highly propagandized. Well, it's 14 before 12 Central Standard right now. Let's pick the number 7 selection on Mercy Academy's Disc Parade right now. This is one called Little Miss Blue by Dion. We think you'll like it.